Equip your students with the tools they need for financial literacy with Beyond Personal Finance, proud sponsors of our show. Beyond Personal Finance's unique approach for teens and tweens takes the student on a journey through their avatar's financial future through fun, interactive, and informative modules designed to open their eyes to the power of their choices. In one semester, your student will design the future to see if their avatar makes it to retirement. This will be the class your student talks about for the rest of their lives. Come see at beyondpersonalfinance.com.
Hi, and welcome to It's Not About Money, the money podcast for intentional parents, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network.
Hi, and welcome to It's Not About Money, the money podcast for intentional parents, a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Podcast Network. My name is Matt, and I'm here with my adoring wife, Charla McKinley, the artisan of adulting. And today is another first. Another first in It's Not About Money podcast history.
That is correct. Jack is here in the flesh.
Not just Jack, the Jack. Jack, well, our son, Jack McKinley, sure. He's here with us. Jack.
Yes. Hi. I'm reporting live from the lovely and ever so spacious for personal finance.
You know
studio.
What, Jack? Stop. They say you're supposed to have a small space for the sound production quality.
This is going to sound amazing.
Okay.
Jack, besides making fun of our studio here at the Beyond Personal Finance global headquarters, tell us why we invited you into this prestigious opportunity and what you're here to talk about.
He's our baby.
That's not why, Jack.
Oh.
Right. Well, beyond that, I've had a bit of an extended winter break from college. And my mom gave me a choice. Option one was return to the water damage restoration company to earn some money.
Yes, your gap year gig.
Yeah, they know about that.
They do.
Oh gosh,
that was like episode three, bro.
Yeah, well, there's some.
We're telling all your secrets.
Yeah, there's some lessons there for sure.
For sure. So return to your gap year gig.
Option one,
or
option two was to help her launch her new product idea.
That's right. You see, in our family, if you have an extended break, I put you to work.
Guaranteed. We're going to put you to work. Sitting on the couch has never been a long-term success in any family, and certainly not in the
McKinley
family.
That's right. We are not big, big lingerers on the couch.
That's right.
So, I feel like it's unrealistic to sponsor our kids while they camp out on the couch. I always have. Our kids have time and energy to make a contribution, and so that is what I require them to do. I feel like we as parents, we always complain about the amount of energy our kids have, but then we don't seem to channel that energy appropriately. So, Jack.
Yes. So, between those two options, I chose to stay warm and inside versus wet, cold, and knocking out tile flooring.
Correct.
Yes, and write the book for my mom's company.
Maybe a good idea. Too early to tell.
Let's
tell us about the book, the project, what you hope it accomplishes.
Yeah, of course. So, as you know, Beyond Personal Finance lets teens design their future from the age 23 to 42. It is so much with the plot twists, wheels, and choices that often younger siblings want to do the class too.
Yes.
But because this is a personal finance class for teenagers, is a little bit over their heads.
It's a bit much.
Right. With topics like payroll, taxes, and compound interest. So
compound interest is just powerful stuff.
It is powerful stuff.
But
for
it's
sure.
a little deep waters for our tweens out there.
Yes, of course. So my mom and I wrote a book together that would be a companion, maybe like a little sibling, brother, sister.
That's right.
to her main curriculum that was designed, or this one's designed for 8 to 12 year olds instead. It is called Before Personal Finance.
That's correct.
Tricky. Kind of Before Personal Finance
and then
beyond.
That's
kind
right.
Kind of an alliteration thing going there, still the B's.
That's right.
Wow.
So we took everything that our teenagers love about Beyond Personal Finance, and instead, for Before Personal Finance, now we have them design their lives from age 13 to 22. So it's 10 lessons with just introductory personal finance topics. We don't go as deep naturally, but each lesson ends with them, just like in Beyond Personal Finance, each lesson ends with them making a choice for their future self, their avatar. They're gonna earn some money, like babysitting and
Lawn mowing.
Oh, yeah. And then as they age, they go up in job choices that they can do. They can retail. They can go to retail.
Correct.
We have them.
They work in restoration?
Oh, yeah. Disaster restoration.
There is a trade option because we, yeah. So we take them from age 13 to 22. So for those that want to forego college, you can enter the trades right in this class here. Now, of course, you're age 8 to 12 year olds and they're just sort of making that choice, but they will get paid a trade salary. And we of course have them put the majority of that away because you know it's a little bit, we're gonna wait till they grow up a little bit more to give them the full range of adult choices because at age 13 to 22 they simply are going to write down, they're gonna have a watered down budget with what they've earned. We give them a shop. Every single lesson has a shop designed to tempt them into buying and spending that money.
Exactly.
And then we give them the opportunity to give some of that money away and then the opportunity to save. So it's kind of a really watered down but simple version and powerful so they can see just exactly what they're shopping for and how what an impact that comes into their salary.
100%.
So,
yeah, yep, yeah. And there's also a plot twist wheel.
Yes, everybody's favorite from
Beyond
Personal Finance.
Yes.
Of course, we can't leave out our plot twist wheel.
Right, they spin out each lesson to see what, you know, financial surprise they had to deal with in that lesson.
Like what kind of, like, give me an idea of a financial surprise that one of the students might learn from this.
100%. I'll give you a good and a bad one. And, you know, just like in the main class, I kind of wanted to keep things true to real life, our lives. And so the good one is, hey, you know, you capitalize on a snowstorm and shovel driveways in your neighborhood.
That's right.
I think they have them get like $150 for that, which is about what I have made previously. You know, maybe like 5 driveways at $30.
Sure.
Doable.
Super doable. And then the bad one, and here's a classic from my life.
Jack McKinley classic.
Yeah, incoming. So they give you a retainer, a little plastic retainer to keep your, yeah, they're already laughing, your top teeth in shape. And naturally, though, it's removable. And so every time you eat, you have to take it out. You know, preparation for that, I take it out, and because I'm not carrying around the stupid case, I put it in my back pocket.
Yes.
It's a perfect place.
Oh,
nothing can go wrong here.
So perfect.
Smart, Jack.
Right. And then, you know, when it comes time to actually eat the meal, you know, I sit down as one, you know, customarily,
like a crunch moment.
Customarily does. There was a crunch.
So the plot twist
crunch.
Is.
Yes, you sit on your retainer and have to pay for a replacement one because your teeth are still important.
That's right.
I forget how much that costs, but too much.
Yeah, that's right.
Too much for high schooler.
But
yeah,
that's good. Yeah. So for the 8 to 12 year olds, they're getting some cash. They're earning some cash, they're spinning this wheel, they are shopping in the shop, and they're really just seeing just exactly how life kind of flows on a simple and fun way to teach a very powerful lesson. So I wanted to also, speaking of lesson, Jack, mm-hmm. You know, we've been working on your money habits for your whole life. And I wanted to just see what, mm-hmm. of all the stuff that you have wasted your money on, what do you remember the most?
Let me answer.
No. This is Jack.
There's only one answer.
I'll have my answer and we can verify if we're thinking the same thing. The Crystal Dragon.
Crystal Dragon! Yes!
Oh,
I begged you,
Jack,
not to buy
you
the...
wanted that so bad!
I begged you not to buy the Crystal Dragon.
Okay, do we need to hear the story?
We need to hear it briefly.
Okay, yes. So, essentially, for major vacations growing up, I would often get a vacation spending budget.
That's a hack.
Right. It's actually a great hack.
It's a great hack.
So, we were going to Disney, and in Disney, there's a park called Epcot, which, you know, they kind of is a conglomerate of all these little mini worlds, and one of them is Mexico. And while we were in Mexico, there was this glass blower and making just really incredibly awesome stuff. And I saw on this wall this crystal dragon.
So fire.
Right. And I was I'm like 12 years old. It's a crystal. It's a dragon. My two favorite things. And it's also expensive. Really just like all of my travel budget. I maybe even had to pitch in more. And as I was deciding to buy this thing, I was just, you know, eyeing it up and down, hearing from both parental units that this is not the right purchase.
But I would
simply never use it. And I was strong-willed then as I am now. And I decided to buy this dragon. And it is actually, you know, we still have it.
Tell the rest of the story.
Right.
We do.
But it has spent the last, I don't know, 12 years in our China cabinet. At one point it fell down and broke its wing, and I think a horn too, but
broke, and we tried to glue it back together, and the wing keeps falling off.
It's too heavy.
Yes. Jack never messed with that dragon.
No.
It was a complete waste. Correct. And I keep it to this day, and I will always have it.
We cherish the crystal dragon.
That's correct. And I love to give stuff away. My house is not filled with clutter, mm-mm, but that crystal dragon, while it may look clutter because it is in pieces now, it is a really good reminder, mm-hmm, of that moment, that season in Jack's life.
Yes.
So, anyway, it was a great story, and I just...
It feels like it's a classic story we should go deeper into
at
another
true.
Time, because this time we are out of time.
That
so, Jack, I'm going to cut you guys off.
Yeah.
Jack, thank you for coming.
Uh-huh.
It's been awesome seeing you for the holidays. We love you so much. We know you're going to have a big spring.
Yes,
and
true.
We hope that you will come back and join us again in the future.
Yeah, that's the plan. I will be back in the summer after my internship.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us, and we will see you right back here
Hold on. Wait a minute. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to check out Jack's book, go to beforepersonalfinance.com. There will be a link in the show notes. Oof. Have a great weekend. Meet us right back here next Wednesday.
All right. Bye, everybody.